My guest is Brenda Kuhneman, and you usually see her on television, a kind of a tag team match with her husband, Hank Kuhneman. But Brenda is a prophetess in her own right. And Brenda, about 12 years ago, you prophesied what is happening today. What did you prophesy?
Well, the Lord had given me a word that we would see entertainers all across the TV screens that would begin to herald the name of Jesus, Yeshua, all across the airwaves. And of course, the Lord pointed that it would begin to manifest over the next several years, 10 years, and even into the new decade. Famous personalities, entertainers, musicians, athletes, all of these different well-known celebrities would begin to speak the name of Jesus and preach the gospel.
Well, Brenda, God has shown you that this next decade, what are we going to look forward to?
Well, this is what the Lord has been saying, Sid, and I'm so excited about this because the Spirit of God is declaring this is a decade of difference, and I'm going to explain what I mean by that. But if you look at the last decade, 2010 up to 2019, you know, it was a year of great struggle in many areas for the church, not just people on a personal level, but we saw this on a global level. We saw an increase in persecution coming against God people. Even in America, in the United States, we saw a great number of our Christian values come under attack like we have probably never seen. And it was just almost seemed it resounding, repeating itself and increasing. And this is what the Lord has put in my spirit, that in 2020 and beyond, this would be a decade where the church, in fact, the Lord had given me a word toward the end of 2019, the Spirit of God said, watch even as the church comes into a place of great celebration where they will begin to say, we want our values back. We want prayer back in the schools. We want to see the Spirit of God in our courthouses again. It's not good enough to say, well, we're just going to do away with the Bible. No, people are tired of that. But what I want to say about the decade of difference is, first of all, God is saying it's going to be different than it was before. Now, this is so important. I believe the Spirit of God is saying people have to get a different perspective. You know, they can't continue to see through clouded eyes what we've seen in the past. We've got to look up and see that the Spirit of God is about to set us not just nationally, globally, but personally on a new platform where we're going to start seeing successes. We're going to start seeing more breakthroughs, more healing, supernatural things taking place. Where the plower, come on, is going to overtake the reaper in a supernatural way. It's going to shock people. Sid, I'm here to prophesy that there is a difference coming to the people of God, that we're going to be set in a place of the supernatural anointing that the world can't match. The media is going to have to put it on the screens. They're not going to be able to deny it. Science won't be able to deny it because there is a difference coming. And I want to add this one piece to that is that, and in our house, this is what we've been declaring. My house is a no-fly zone to the enemy in the decade of difference. That's what we're coming into in this new decade from the Spirit of God.
You have a new book on this subject? It's more than a book, though. It'll be a lifestyle that is going to so change families and individuals. And you talk about the decree or the declaration. What is that?
Well, I believe in this decade, it's very necessary that our words get aligned with heaven. It's so important. We've got to speak what God speaks. We need to get in alignment with the prophetic words. We've got to get in alignment with the scripture. And we've got to speak and declare things according to the word of God. If I can give you a very obvious biblical example, in the days of creation, God said, light be, but he spoke before there was a manifestation. Sound always precedes manifestation.
Boy, that's such an important statement. Will you say that again?
Sound always precedes manifestation. Sometimes we want a miracle. We want a manifestation in our life, but we ourselves don't want to put out the right sound. And I'll just say it like this, and for you that are viewing right now, sometimes the hardest time to put out the right sound is when you're in a battle, when you're in a fight, when you're looking at the earth earth, and it looks like it's void and without form, and it doesn't seem like there's a manifestation, and everything's going against. In fact, I feel like there's somebody, you're right now in the fight of your life. You feel like you're in a battle, but the Spirit of God is saying, when you begin to put those declarations out in agreement with the Scripture, in agreement with that prophetic word that you had, something is going to shift, and you will, I prophesy it's true, you will see the manifestation of the Spirit of God.
What is the difference between a decree and just speaking?
A declaration or a decree, if I could say it that way, is an authoritative order backed by the law. We could say it like this, that our decree prophetically is an authoritative order. When we align it with God's word, it is an authoritative order backed by the word of God. And when it's backed by the word of God, here's the beautiful part, Sid, it must come to pass. It has to happen because God already declared it so.
We've taken your book of 100 of these amazing declarations, every arena, every area you can think of, but there's one that's really close to the heart of just about everyone that's watching us right now, and that is your own household. I want you to read a declaration from your book right now on household.
Absolutely. And I want you to receive this because maybe you're in a place where your marriage is in trouble, you're having trouble with your children, maybe they're grown children or little children, whatever it is. And I want to encourage you with this. God is about families. He's about households. Okay, we saw in Acts 16, whole households came to Jesus. They came to the Lord. So right now, I want you to agree with me. I'm going to say we decree because we're in agreement together, you and me. This is not you by yourself. We are standing together. So today, we decree household blessings, salvations. We declare the visitation of God is coming to your house to release household blessings. We pray every member of your family, come on, receive that. They shall be touched by the power and the supernatural, tangible presence of the Almighty God in a divine way. We break the power. Come on, just stand up against the enemy. We break the power of every hindering spirit from coming against your home, your family, your property. Come on, your stuff. You're going to take your stuff back. I want you to just say it right now. My house is a no-fly zone to the devil. My house. Come on, say, my house is a no-fly zone.
My house is no-fly.
To the devil. And all your belongings are covered in the name of Jesus. We say together that all the works of darkness are bound, and we speak an overshadowing of the Lord over your home, and we pray that angelic forces shall be released to protect, and they shall stand watch. They're going to be there. Just trust that. We pray a new day over your home, and that in this season, every family member in your home comes into a new and fresh encounter with the Lord God Himself. In the name of Jesus.
Can you imagine 100 of these decrees, and every day you decree a new one over yourself and your home and every arena of your life? Brenda says there's a habit that will literally command the forces of darkness to stop. Are you interested? Hello, YouTube, Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. You talk about, in time of crisis, come dressed as you are. What does that mean?
One of the hardest things to do in all of our Christian walk and all of our walk as believers, one of the toughest things to do is speak right in a crisis. When you are in a battle, and fear is facing you, a symptom of diagnosis, and you don't know what to do. You feel that literal impaling anxiety in your stomach. That is one of the hardest times to say the right thing. And so it is very necessary for us to make the point that we speak correctly when there's not a crisis, when there's not, we have to be in the habit. And that's one of the reasons I've put decrees together, because I want people to have a tool to make the habit, build the house when the sun is shining. You know, in our house, we declare every day we're going to live long and strong, and we will never go to our grave premature. We're going to stand strong and live as long as God has designed so that we fulfill our purpose. We make these declarations through our house. We walk through. I mean, we shout them out on the porch, whatever we got to do. But you build that habit so that when you do face something, you're ready and you're dressed for battle.
And you have even decrees to command the forces of darkness to scatter.
Absolutely. Well,
pray that right now.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to tell you, not only can you force command the forces to scatter, you can command every demon that has tried to come against you. It might be in your generation. In fact, right now, I speak to every generational curse that's come against your life. I prophesy every curse, every incantation, all voodoo curses. I break the power of witchcraft over your house, over your generation. Everything that has bound you, kept you, hindered you, spoken to you, that is not from God, I decree into the atmosphere right where you're watching, and I say in the authority of the name of Yeshua that that thing is broken and bound. I break the power of every seducing spirit, hindering spirit, every lying spirit, every spirit of rebellion. We say it comes off your mind, off your thoughts, all stiff-neckedness, all hard-heartedness, all blindness, all deafness in the spirit. We say it's broken over you and every spirit. In fact, right now you're watching, and someone you're watching, you've been bound by a demonic spirit of infirmity that you have had prayer after prayer, and it's held you and you're hurting. And I say right now, spirit of infirmity, you come off of that person in the authority of the name of Yeshua. And I say to you, and I declare into your atmosphere, be free in Jesus' name.
Now, it's one thing to teach, to preach, to proclaim. It's another thing when a loved one is dying, no hope. What did you do when you found out that was going on with your father?
Well, we had gotten a call that, you know, my father had had a complication with diverticulitis and his bowel had perforated. And for about 6 months, the matter of the bowel was leaking into the cavity of his body. And by the time they realized it, he was so deeply infected that he was really hours away from death. And we walked in that hospital, and I will tell you, it looked hopeless. It looked very bleak. And this is why, again, it is so important that we keep our mouth decreeing all the time.
And I remember decreeing the right things.
Correct. It is very necessary. And we walked in there and we said in the name of Jesus, he's going to live and not die. And there were times I felt like, you know, my head is screaming, he's not going to make it. You're going to get here in the morning and he's going to be dead.
You were reacting by what the doctor said,
correct,
what you saw with your eyes.
He had a medical book that was like a three-inch binder that was so big. There were so many things wrong with him. And I remember our family members and our little son, Matthew, he's grown now. He's 26, but he was a little first grader at that time. And he knew that he'd been taught the power of declaration and decree. And I remember that little boy would sit in Grandpa's room and color his coloring books, and he remembered the story when they came and brought the man that was paralyzed through the roof, and he said, Grandpa, you're going to get up out of your bed, because Jesus said to the man, take up your bed and walk.
Right.
He said, Grandpa, take up your bed, go home to your house, and he would sit in that room and declare that. I tell you, in about 30 days' time, my father was up eating Jell-O. A nurse had gone on vacation, and there were so many visions of that. I had a vision of an angel that came in the room, and they brought Jesus and showed his back. Many, many things that happened with that. But in 30 days, he was awake to the shock of the doctor, so much so that the doctor, in fact, there was one nurse who'd been on vacation. She came back and said, is that the man from room 10? She couldn't believe he was sitting up talking. But they wrote, Sid, in his medical journal, this is not the work of medical science. This is the work of faith and prayer. But I believe declaration and decree was key to that miracle.
Now, I was taught never say never, but you say there is one thing we should never, 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 never do. What is that?
Well, the one thing we should never do when we're most tempted, especially to do it, because everybody deals with it, Sid, is we should never become the devil's prophet. Don't speak for the enemy. You know, anybody can speak what they see. We can speak what we see over our own health. We can speak what we see on the news. Now, that'll preach right there, because it's easy to get caught up in what the networks are saying.
Will you get your foot off of my foot right now? I feel like you're hit here.
You know, but we all do it. We all fall into it, you know. Sometimes you want to throw that shoe at the TV and then, you know, get in those comment sections on social media and argue with the best of them. But we have to be careful we're not advertising for the enemy and setting things in motion that God does not endorse. And if we do that, it sets us up for failure. And it's so easy, especially in this communicative era that we live in. Our society is all about everybody's got an opinion and they're speaking it loudly. You know, we all have a voice on something. But we have to be so careful. And I believe this is so careful right now, especially concerning our nation, that we have to carefully speak in alignment with what God is doing prophetically and not just speak after our own party, our own opinion, our own thought process, how we were raised. We've got to get in alignment with God, because if we don't, we set ourselves up for failure. And that is where a lot of people, they wonder why they don't see a miracle. We can't advertise for the devil with our mouth, but anybody can speak what they see. It takes an anointing to promote the good and follow God.
You teach the devil cannot oppose our words.
Absolutely. No, we can't. And here's why. Because when, you know, we learned about Newton's law when we were growing up as kids, mm-hmm. you know, this is eighth grade science, that when something is set in motion, you throw a baseball or a football, that thing will stay in motion until it is hit upon by an opposing force. No opposing force could ever stop what God says. So if we align with God, no opposing force can stop what we've said. It may look like it's trying to oppose. But you and I stay on that word that we've declared, that healing word, that financial blessing word. Come on, that word over our household, over our prodigal children. We stay on that declaration. The devil can't do anything to stop what's already been in motion by the anointing.
Okay, I'm going to draw out of your spirit right now. I want you to decree whatever God is showing you right now in your spirit.
Well, here's what I really feel, and I feel this by, man, the presence of God is right here on this set, and I feel very strong by the Spirit of the Lord that right now what's resonating in you is you are suffering in some condition physically. Right now, just receive this. I speak over your physical being, and I say to the blood, I speak to the bones, I speak to your immune system of your body. I say to every organ, every fiber, every cell, I say it must line up and come into alignment with and function the way God created it. I say in Jesus' name that your body begins to receive life afresh. It begins to receive new zeal, new life, new Zoe life from the Spirit of God. I prophesy wholeness now. I prophesy healing now. I say that you begin to experience the quality of life. No more lying in bed, no more aches, no more pains. We speak against aches, pains, ailments, every manner of condition in the body that would try to take away from your joy, that would keep you from living life afresh. In fact, I say renewed energy comes upon you now in the authority of the name of Jesus, that you'll begin to run again, dance again, do things, come on, that you couldn't do. You'll begin to step out in a new way and even exercise again, for there's a new life and an energy coming upon you now in Jesus' name. And there are people that you are, that I just see somebody, your marriage is in trouble. You feel like your whole relationship, everything you've tried to do, you've been to counseling, you've been to out there to get help, and your marriage is in trouble. I speak right now over that spirit that has tried to come into your home, that striving spirit of contention. We speak against misunderstanding. We break the power of every demon spirit to come in that would be a divine divider and that would be a severer, that would bring a confusion and a lack of peace. We bind that warring demonic spirit that has come in to divide one against the other and create great chaos. We say in your household, peace you return, peace you return. We prophesy that the unity of God begins to descend in a supernatural way. So much so, in fact, I feel the Lord say, even now, you watch what takes place over your marriage relationship that you will see in the months to come ahead of you as this is being spoken, that you will say, I don't even know what we were so upset about. Why were we fighting? What was all of this issue? Because the Spirit of God is about to bring a whole new peace into your home, and it'll shock you, says the Lord, and you will love one another greater than you ever have before. Now, I want to speak another thing that I feel by the Spirit of God. Those of you with prodigal children that are away from the Lord, we speak over them and we say that every seducing spirit, every lying spirit, every child that is suffering from a rebellious, stiff-necked resistance, we speak over your prodigal sons and daughters and we say right now, Satan, you take your hands off of them. We break up that hard-heartedness and we say it's replaced with a soft heart, an open heart, a heart that sees truth and sees life and sees blessing. We say that they come back into right fellowship with you and fellowship with God in the name of Jesus. And we say, devil, get off of them. And we loose the Spirit of God upon your prodigal children. And we say, they are coming home now. In fact, I feel by the Spirit of God. I hear the Lord say, begin rejoicing, mother and father. Begin dancing. Begin running again. Get the feast ready, for that prodigal child is about to come home in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just receive that right now.
If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord out loud and believe in your heart that he rose from the dead, you shall be saved.
Call now and get Brenda Kuhneman's powerful book, The Daily Decree, and her two powerful audio teachings, Things Change When We Decree, and Enforcing Your Authority Through Decrees, plus her bonus audio, Spoken Decrees. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9682. Starting each day with one declaration from Brenda Kuhneman's powerful book, The Daily Decree, will change your day, your life, your family, and your destiny. This book is jam-packed with 100 biblically-based declarations that you can proclaim over yourself and others. In this book, you will receive confessions that release blessings, decrees backed by Scripture that you can proclaim boldly, declarations that unlock breakthrough, prophetic words that will help you overcome specific adversities of life. You will also receive Brenda's two powerful audio teachings, Things Change When We Decree, and Enforcing Your Authority Through Decrees. Through this audio series, you will begin to face your greatest fears and disappointments head on and become an overcomer. Receive God's favor for every decision you are facing. Begin to shift the atmosphere, unleash your destiny, and change the world around you. Receive the promises of God's Word as you declare these decrees every day. Plus, you will receive Brenda's audio, Spoken Decrees. You will hear the decrees spoken over you by Brenda set to anointed music. It can be listened to as a soaking experience or in your time of worship at home or while driving in your car. Gain physical strength and healing. Increase your God-appointed anointing. Find freedom and security for your future. Receive unspeakable joy. Be immersed with divine peace. Become the recipient of unexpected blessings. Don't miss out on getting Brenda Kuhneman's powerful book, The Daily Decree, and her two powerful audio teachings, Things Change When We Decree, and Enforcing Your Authority Through Decrees, plus her bonus audio, Spoken Decrees. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9682. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9682 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.